Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. Today, joining me on the phone, I speak with JJ Eastwood, Managing Director for Advertising at Carousel. The company recently launched their COVID-19 free ads for charity, an initiative which will offer up to $2 million in an advertising support program for nonprofit organizations, helping the communities impacted by COVID-19. We find out all about this. We find out about other things that they are doing as well with JJ on the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Clarissa. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, quickly, give us an overview of Carousel and its growth in the region pre-COVID-19. So we, you know, you paint the landscape for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure most of the listeners will be aware of Carousel as the leading classified marketplace in Singapore. However, over the last couple of years, we've really made a lot of strides across the region and the new markets. You know, organically, that's been in Hong Kong and Malaysia. And then last year, we acquired OLX in Philippines. And then you may have heard the news just before Christmas, we merged with 701 Search. And that has entities like Muda in Malaysia, Chotot in Vietnam, OneCut in Myanmar. And that's really consolidated our position across Southeast Asia is the largest classified marketplace, and actually one of the largest globally.
Well, you've grown exponentially in a very short time.
Absolutely, yeah. We're now in 8 markets with over like tens of millions of users on our websites and apps every day.
And how has COVID-19 impacted Carousel and its business? Has it impacted it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's impacted Carousel, I guess, like every other business. You know, a big part of Carousel is being able to meet up with people directly. So that's obviously stopped in most of our markets. So we've seen a real sharp increase in the need for shipping requirements. So to facilitate this, we've got a number of partnerships in place just recently with Blue, GoGoVan, UParcel, and Grab Express. And the aim is really just to provide easy shipping solutions because a lot of these people are more used to meetups, so it has to be super simple for them, but also discounted shipping solutions as well, so to kind of help people out a little bit during these difficult times. Okay. And in terms of like the marketplace itself, you know, there's some things which are pretty obvious which we would see grow during these times. So we've seen notable spikes in categories like toys and games, gym equipment. I know myself, I've bought a lot of things that will probably never get used again after circuit breaker. Home decor, again, I bought that office chair and desk, which probably won't get used much after circuit breaker. Electronics are growing really big as well on our platform at the moment.
So it's just, you know, things have basically changed. How they changed, will it be a permanent change, is yet to be realized.
Yeah, absolutely. The only consolation is that you get more use out of that gym equipment you bought and that you might actually put your home office to use a bit more if it does. You'll look on the positive side a little bit.
All right, now let's talk about this COVID-19 free ads for charity. The company is committed to offer up to $2 million in advertising support for nonprofit organizations in Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, the Philippines, helping the communities impacted by COVID-19. Tell us about it. What does it encompass? Why did the company decide to do this? Tell us everything.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. I think we'll probably take a step back a little bit. And, you know, one of the core functions of Carousel is really to enable that one-to-one transaction. You know, it's much more of a community marketplace than a traditional e-commerce platform. So what we started to notice that whenever the COVID situation started to escalate is that we started to witness these kind of acts of kindness spring up on our app where people were choosing to give away like things like spare masks, alcoholic swabs, etc. So we had to think about how can we really ignite this ground up swell of positive sentiments. So we created the hashtag Choose to Give, and within just a week, we received over 1,500 listings as part of this movement, which was super encouraging. And then as the outbreak continued, and it started to impact more and more people in the community. We launched this umbrella program called Support Local, and the free ads for charity is just one of the initiatives under that program. And really what it is we've committed $2 million in advertising across the region to support nonprofits who themselves are facing new challenges, like before, with limited access to volunteers, which is kind of understandable, but also they've seen quite a reduction in donations too. So we're trying to step in and help with that.
Okay, let's talk about some of those existing partnerships. Singapore Red Cross, Give.Asia, Free Food for All in Singapore, Parents Without Borders in Malaysia, Habitat for Humanity in Hong Kong, Caritas Manila in the Philippines. All of these nonprofit organizations who have tapped into this, why them? Who else? And what else is Carousel potentially looking at doing to support and, well, encourage this groundswell that you were talking about?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, they were our launch partners for it within each market. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind this program is it's really open for any charity or nonprofit. We probably will have to cap it. We haven't capped it yet. We'll probably assess it towards the end of June and see if we can extend it out through July, August, maybe even September too. And for charities who want to get involved, it's actually really hassle-free. They just jump on to carousel.com/supportlocal, and you'll see underneath that that there's a free ad for charity link. And you just go on there, provide your contact details, and someone from the Carousel team will be in touch with them. We just really verify that they are a charity and nonprofit. And then we get their advertising creative off them.
All right. We're speaking with JJ Eastwood, Managing Director for Advertising Carousel. There's also been a commitment of additional resources to help empower small, medium-sized businesses and local entrepreneurs. Could you tell us what these resources are?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, with the extended circuit breaker in place, what we noticed was that many retailers weren't all able to operate their bricks and mortar businesses were happening anyway. So we launched another hashtag, like our hashtag, which is Support Local Retailers Initiative. So this initiative is to really provide SMBs with a grant worth up to $300K, mm-hmm. And it entitles them to a suite of premium seller tools on Carousel. So that's a $200 worth of Carousel coins, and coins is really the advertising currency on Carousel. $90 worth of a free Caro Biz, which is a subscription that offers a host of new features for small businesses, free access to contactless payments, and then up to 50% off subsidized delivery options as well.
Okay. And let me ask you something. First, we had our circuit breaker extended to the 1st of June. And originally, I think there was some hope that, by June, things might normalize and everybody would be back to normal. At least everyone was hoping that. It's not looking like that anymore. There's still going to be split team working even after the 1st of June. We're still going to have to be very cautious to see if new clusters and new spikes spring up over the next few months. That's going to affect everybody's business. How do you think that's going to affect Carousel?
Well, look, we agree 100%. I don't think there is going to be going back to normal. The new normal will be very different than it was before. So, you know, we're thinking long term with a lot of these initiatives, like the Support Local initiative is something that's probably going to be in place for 12 months. So in addition to the supporting SMEs with grants, we're looking at some of the difficulties that the F&B businesses are facing. And we've created an F&B category on Carousel, which will help hawkers and small business operate. We've also, another sector that has been really affected has been creatives and freelancers whose events and kind of gigs have been harshly disrupted too. So what we've done is we've created, in collaboration with the Singapore Brand Office, and don't worry, there's not another hashtag, but we launched it.
There should be one.
Okay, hashtag made in SG, which is really, this is more of a platform that we've created for creatives to continue engaging the audiences online. And again, we've put a starter pack together for the for these businesses, and really to help them through the probably the long term, because I'd say some of these businesses will be impacted for more than just a circuit breaker.
I think that some of these businesses might be impacted at least for the end, for the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We're speaking with JJ Eastwood, Managing Director for Advertising Carousel. What about Carousel itself? After the circuit breaker lifts and all of the region starts to slowly, cautiously open, we start to do things the way we used to do. We start to buy on Carousel and collect the way we used to. Do you think, though, that the way we do things, the way we buy, the way Carousel acts as a classified for all of us has changed permanently, and we haven't even actually realized it yet?
You know, it's kind of interesting. Just before Christmas, we were talking about what Carousel would look like in 10 years' time. Mm-hmm. And our kind of mission was for everybody to think secondhand first. Now, that doesn't mean buying used clothes all the time or used items, but, you know, to consider, can I buy this thing? Maybe it's brand new, but on a secondhand marketplace. That's also brand new things that are perhaps recycled or made out of reusable things. So, you know, and the crux of it really as well is that if you're going to consume something, you're going to buy something, well, why not consider selling something first? And that was a trend that was really happening. You know, people, before they upgraded to their new iPhone, would jump onto Carousel to see how much they can get for their old one. And the same for expensive trainers or headphones and the likes. And what we sort of see is that vision, which while it was 10 years out, it could really be expedited. And it does sound kind of grandiose, but if you think about it, if you talked about Airbnb 10 years ago, you wouldn't think that you were going to sleep in someone else's house over a hotel room. So I think it will really accelerate a lot of trends that were starting to happen anyway, where people be a lot more conscious about what they buy and sell.
And is that going to have to change the way you put Carousel in our subconscious?
Yeah, it again, for us, we're going to have to expedite a lot of the things that we have already planned. You know, we want to make it super simple for people to buy and sell. So we're continuing to invest in ways in which people can sell with confidence, and they can select shipping partners, and all of that logistics and fulfillment is really easy for the everyday person. So we'll continue to invest in those areas. So I think for us, it's really business as usual. It's probably we're just going to have to put on or get off our heels and under our toes and go a little bit faster.
All right. Now, before I let you go, give us the hashtags again.
Okay. So we've got Made in SG, which is for creatives. So we have hashtag, which is the support local. We have the hashtag, which is choose to give. That's an important one. So they're the two main ones.
All right.
And obviously there's a free ad for charity, but we don't have a hashtag for that.
You don't? Come up with one. It's not that hard.
Hashtag free ads for charity.
There you go. We've been speaking with JJ Eastwood, Managing Director for Advertising at Carousel. Thank you so much for joining us on The Soul of Business. I hope that we all get back to business as normal sooner than later. But it's been a pleasure having you on the show. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.